The Shoreline Times and Country Chronicle, Guilford, Connecticut, Thursday, February 15th, 1917. Price, 4 cents. The Military Census. Selectman Stowe of Guilford has appointed citizens to canvass the town thoroughly. The spirit in which citizens of all parts of Connecticut have responded to the call of Governor Marcus H. Holcomb for assistance in carrying through rapidly and to a successful completion the military census of the state's resources in men and industry has gratified Connecticut's chief executive. I very much appreciate the spirit in which all these men have tendered their services to the state and to the nation, the governor said today at the state capitol at Hartford. The object of this work is to find out what the resources of the state and men and materials are so that we may have the material available in the event of war, the possibilities of which I hope are remote. I have always believed in the patriotism of the citizens of Connecticut, but the others of service which have come to me since this census plan was suggested serve to accentuate the fact that the spirit which has distinguished Connecticut in the past still lives today. The first town in the state to respond to the call for service was Avon, which, however, was only a few hours ahead of Durham, East Windsor, Old Saybrook, and Somers, in the order named, with a score of others following in quick succession. The city of Hartford was busy in the meantime, perfecting its organization and building up a complete system for handling the canvass in 24 hours of solid work. Other cities responded with almost equal promptness, so that today, all over the state, the work is well in hand. Under the system which has been devised, the governor is the sole head of the military census work. He has a committee of special assistants who are handling the details for him. Everyone who enters the work goes into it as an assistant to the governor. And everyone who enters it does the work as a volunteer and through willingness to serve his state and nation without thought of compensation. In the cities, the mayors are responsible for the census. And in the towns, the first selectman is in charge of the detail. There is scarcely a city or town in the state where additional census takers are not needed, and those willing to take up the work are offering themselves to the mayor or first selectman, as the case may be, as volunteers, ready to do anything to hasten the project to a successful conclusion. Selectman Stowe of Guilford has made the following appointments to take the local military enrollment in accordance with the foregoing. E. Dudley Bartlett, North Guilford. Robert H. Norton. Fred M. Page. Wilford T. Dudley, Peter Beatty, Howard Landon, E. H. Barker, and Frank Stowe. They will begin work as soon as their commissions arrive.